How many beers does it take to assemble a gingerbread house? These questions and more on The Perfect Pour.
Welcome to The Perfect Pour. Show about things fun to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
Yay. Merry Christmas. Happy birthday and all the things. Welcome to Christmas week. I hope you're ready. I hope you've been notating all your celebration ales, writing them down in your Moleskine or field notes. So it's more of a field notes kind of thing to be notating your batches. But we're ready. We're going to be drinking some beers here, hanging out with you, listening to our listeners of The Perfect Pour tell us some things. Hopefully, I haven't even checked. Hopefully, they called. Louie's going to hang out, wait, beg for crackers. We're going to talk about some beer releases to look out for, some beer we had last week, and some culture things. That's the show. Prepare yourself. Before the show, the tailgating beer I opened up was donated to the show by Wazoo Corvette. One of them is from Raz up there in the Sacramento area. This one's a Fat Track IPA. Pretty clear, kind of West Coasty. Little bit malty IPA. I think it's some sort of hiking club or something. That's the name. That's what the name comes from. Not a bad beer. Clean, very clean beer. What do you got there, Nick?
Hiking's for sissies.
Hiking's for sissies. I run.
Yeah. Run to the beer store and back. This is also a Wazoo beer. I am quite possibly need a narwhal buddy for this.
Uh-oh.
This is Jack Rabbit Brewing Company's Russian Imperial Stout. But it's 19.2 ounces of a 10% alcohol by
volume. Oh, boy.
Mm, that's a good amount.
All right.
Of yes.
A good amount of yes.
It's about time somebody might get sloppier than me for once. Mm-hmm. I seem to be the only one that, like, by hour two, that starts getting out of hand. Be nice if I wasn't the only one.
Well, tonight might be your lucky night.
I'm that guy. I'm that friend when everyone's hanging out. I'm like, come on, man, have another one. Come on.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, no, I'm good. I'm okay. I got to get up, you know, in the morning in 2 days. You know,
possibly.
All right. Come on, man. Have another one.
I might have a Zoom coming up soon. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah. I got to stay focused for a Zoom. I might have it on Saturday. I don't know.
I don't know yet.
Got that virtual get it on Friday. I got to be at.
Could happen at any time.
What you got, Matt? What are you drinking?
Drinking from, it's a collab.
Mm-hmm.
Moonraker Brewing Company in collaboration with Structures Brewing. Also a Wazoo Corvette donation. Episode number, what's the episode?
We're in 386.
386, yeah, that's what I was going to say, 386. I was going to say 384, honestly, so I'm a couple behind. But, episode 386, fueled by Wazoo Corvette. But anyways, Moonraker, Structures Brewing, collab, Imperial India Pale Ale, 8.5%, 16 ounces, Visitor. I like it.
Visitor. Skeletor's evil.
I love gold.
That's for all three of those.
It's got some spacey looking font with a little hop in there.
The O is that hop.
Mm.
Oh, how many times that hop cone has been used in a logo of a beer brewery, of a craft brewery? Yeah, the hop has been used for a letter replacement in probably 10,000 different brewery logos and beer names.
Just don't make a hop grenade.
Yep. Nope. Do not make it look like a hop grenade. Brewing Network's going to come after your ass.
What if we just made a t-shirt?
Nope.
Hey, guys, you know what would be a good idea? A lawsuit.
Lawsuit ale.
Put a hop over the A.
Put a grenade hop over the A. It'll be the apostrophe for A's.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, when's Drake's and the A's going to collab?
Why should they collab? Oh, yeah, because they're East Bay.
Yeah.
East Bay. I know. Because they... There's one brewery that's on the other side of Altamont, the Altamont Brewery.
Oh,
that I think.
Oh, them.
But I think.
Who?
I'm not sure where their actual brewery is though.
If only we had a way to find it.
Altamont, maybe. They do an A's beer.
Oh. So that Modern Times
beer, that's what the beer is called. That's another brewery. The Modern Times beer. Oh, yeah, that's got the A's, double, 80s colors. I'm sure, yeah, it's just a coincidence. Damn. I don't know how those Modern Times do it. They just take two different colors and their standard font, and it just looks brilliant every time.
Altamont's from Livermore.
Livermore, there you go. They
it's
do
like
an A's.
Liverpool, but it's Livermore.
Call it Livermore.
Livermore. Get it going, Matt. What do you got? You got some things, anything? We'll take anything, man.
Cheesiest headline.
Cheesiest headline.
Goes out to SD Beer News, but their Mission Brewery shares its mission. Ha ha ha.
Hey, what happened to Mission Brewing? Do we have them in here anymore?
I can't say that I've seen anything. I think towards the tail end, we would see it in Costco, but I haven't seen anything readily available. It used to seem like we would at least still see the barrel-aged stuff pop up or something.
Yeah.
But they announced recently that, or became knowledge that, the director of brewery operations, Cody Morris, and brewer Andrew Kelly, both whom are heading production for a new project, a new Miramar dual interest concept, New Motion Beverages and Embolden Beer Company. So they now have a couple positions opening. This article is very interesting because there was director of brewing operations. Then there is the head brewer, which is taking over for that in the interim, which mainly does quality control. And they also have shift brewers. And then they also have lead brewers.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that titles are important, but when you have director of brewery operations, then you have head brewer, line brewer, and lead brewer, I'm confused who is where. Or are they all just the same thing?
Line brewer, lead brewer.
Excuse me, I'd like to have, can this beer have more hops? Oh no, I'm the lead brewer. You got to talk to the head brewer.
That's a lime brewer problem. Sounds like a lime brewer problem, bro. I'm the lead brewer. There's a lead brewer.
I was told to ask for the lead brewer. No, you want to talk to the shift brewer, not the lead brewer.
You wanted to shift it in forward. I shift it in reverse.
Hey, man, I'm just a shift brewer, all right?
Hey, man, I just push the buttons, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, wait, lead brewer and... Wait.
Shift brewer, rotate the hoses.
Shift brewer, lead brewer, and what was the other one?
So, there is shift brewer, lead brewer, head brewer.
Like, what's the difference between lead brewer and head brewer? That's what I mean, I understand shift brewer, but what's lead and head?
I don't know which one leads and which one's ahead. I don't know.
Shouldn't it be, it should be head brewer and assistant head brewer?
Maybe. Assistant to the head
brewer? Sounds like the lead brewer is the assistant head brewer.
From my understanding, I mean, at least my experience, assistant... The word assistant doesn't pop up or is not preferred to pop up in smaller establishments.
I don't assist anything. I do it all.
Do not assist.
Or it's said in the way that the office does it. Assistant to the regional.
I'm assistant to the regional manager.
Yes. Assistant to the regional.
Must read the fine print.
But yeah,
also Bears, so
they have two brewing positions open. No idea what they are.
If it's not lead, I'm not even applying.
I don't know if your work experience would translate. It's hard to tell at
this point. Experience podcast editor,
maybe one of those. Maybe one of the San Diego guys can respond to us and be like, you guys are idiots. Here's how it goes.
Idiots! How do you not know the chain of command?
Did anybody check LinkedIn for their...
Oh, I got to update my LinkedIn profile. I'm getting the wrong inquiries.
Clovis Volkswagen was looking at my profile.
Oh, yeah. I like that. LinkedIn's smart. They like... Because you can see a little bit who looks at your profile, but they're like, hey... You want to see who all the people that are spying on you are? Pay us $5. Well, you can see them all. You're like, man, yeah. I kind of do want to see all the people that looked at my profile.
I forget I have it. And then I'm like, ooh, what does it say? And I'm like, oh, no, I don't need to update it. Let it keep going.
Have you been endorsed for lead brewing?
I'll endorse you for lead brewer, but not head brewer. No. I do not endorse qualified. For head brewer, just lead brewer.
Out of all people, I believe Mr. Reed May has endorsed me on LinkedIn.
Good job, Reed.
Which,
Reed May?
That's at least twice as important as any other person. So,
I feel like Reed wouldn't... He might not endorse me for engineer, like recording sales. He's like, nah, I can't ruin my reputation.
Maybe not head engineer, but maybe lead
engineer. Yeah, lead engineer. I'm the lead engineer.
Maybe shift engineer. Yeah.
Louis is the shift engineer.
I just come in and push the buttons.
Louis is the lead engineer.
Now you're going to have to talk to a lead engineer. Where is he at? Right there. I just see a dog. Yeah.
Yeah. What's not to get?
What are you not getting? Just give him some crackers and he'll do whatever you tell him to do. What else, Matt?
Well, in this article, they go a little bit deeper into how Mission's been doing. And it just said earlier in the summer, Mission.
We have no Libra. We're failing.
Earlier this summer, Mission's tasting room remained open with food trucks, which they are providing bona fide meals, much like the rest of the brewing industry in California. But as you can imagine, the whole state is purple, and now we're all shelter in a place, so that has all extremely cut back what we're able to do. So it just says they're mainly focusing on beer to go, and you know, hoping to reopen in 2021 to a more common thing, mm-hmm. or more common business practice that breweries are used to. And they just said that they are hoping to, they've been doing some contract brewing and some cool things. I mean, you read the full article, you know, I don't have to tell you word for word, but don't forget that breweries like that still exist. The they've been around for like 13, 14 years. So
they're old.
That's one of the older breweries in San Diego these days.
They remember when Sculpin was independent the first time.
Yep. And then the other news is Rush Day is happening this weekend. It's not normal Rush Day, which I think every event has been prefaced that way. We're still here, but it's just a little bit different.
It's going to be a little bit different this time.
But the biggest plus is, since we figured out shipping a couple moons ago, if you don't live in town or you're not traveling to town, or even if you're just slightly out of town, you can now have things shipped to you, whether it's
Fireball,
the barrel age, the coffee, beer pack, the new merchandise like t-shirts and this Camelback thermos that I'm drinking out of,
wow. Tumbler,
which Mikey's probably going to buy.
Yeah.
I'd imagine the brother would be interested in it too, but you know.
It's a Camelback product with a toga logoing.
The wood grain. Was that the brewmate?
So we also have those. Those are brewmates. They're called Hopsilator Trios.
Yeah.
So it's a koozie for a 16-ounce can, triple walled, so it keeps it extra cold.
Triple walled.
You can put a spacer, which also doubles as an ice pack, so you could put a 12-ounce can in there.
Oh.
You could also have your 19.2. You know, all three of those are the same width. Or there's a lid that you can pop into the top, and then you could use it as like a normal insulated thermos. Fun fact, Mikey did get us brewmates for 24-ounce cans.
Yep. The most common of cans.
Hold on. Hold on. So they are built the same way, where it's an insulated cooler, which has a ring that will twist off to put a can in. But I put us on the wish list because they said, if you would like, if you're interested, put yourself on the wish list and we'll let you know when they're available. But they're going to make a lid for the 24-ounce. And I thought that would be very cool for us.
Now useful.
We could pour our 19.2s in there. We could have our water, coffee.
Yes, 24 ounces of coffee.
Can have it all.
That sounds amazing.
You know, yeah. Whatever you want to put in there.
It's so chilly.
You could put chili in there.
24 ounces of chili.
You could put your chili dog in there and keep it warm for 7 hours.
My chili in there?
Chili, bun, and hot dog.
Oh.
Put the lid on it.
Hmm.
When you leave
for work,
it'll still be hot at lunchtime.
I'll just have a chili soup.
There you go. Come July, you'll be sipping on some chili. In the summer. Nothing like a hot
chili on 110 day.
Oh, yeah.
I grabbed the thermos that had beer thinking it was water, but I had to commit to the amount of beer.
Wow.
I just inhaled. That's not water. Don't back out now.
Just go for it, man. Don't let them. Don't show them your weakness.
So support breweries like Mission. They're still around. Support breweries like Tioga. We have Rush Day. Get your beer. Get it shipped to you. Go pick it up. Curbside.
Have your own Rush Day. You can have a line fest outside of your house. You can wait in line outside of your house.
We're still doing.
What are you doing out there, honey?
Yep. Yeah, you can set up your tent in the backyard. Sleep in the backyard.
If a homeless person comes by, you can give them a beer. You can run a cord out there to yourself. Honey, why is there a cord going out the window?
Dude, it's Rush Day, honey. Hello? How am I else am I gonna charge my phone out here?
And
virtual rush.
Oh, and we're also doing the 12 days till Christmas. So each day, obviously this will drop on Friday, but there will still be 5 days worth of deals left. And some 5 of those days are worth of deals.
TiogaSequoia.com.
Each day features a different item, and there'll be some of them will even be shippable. So make sure to pick it up. Chances are, if you get something shipped, I'm the guy that made the label for it.
Matt touched it.
Yeah.
No, I made the label. I didn't say anything.
He licked it.
I go, here's your labels.
Here's just your labels.
To go to UPS
pack
today.
It up.
And then I'm also the guy that's like looks at the packages at 4:30 going, can we still get these to UPS today, please? Thanks.
Can somebody get these? Come. That's your things.
That's things.
Nick.
What? I'm dying, but not of the, C word.
Just general dying.
Yeah. Just in general.
Oh, you too?
Slowly good. Dying.
It's hard to tell these days.
So Matt touched on the gear. Tis Christmas time. Tis the season for gift giving.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what are you giving us?
Something nice finger? For the in studio, I'm sure.
Oh, it's okay. You're too shy to admit it on air. We can save that for after.
Well, I got you a beer, but I drank it.
Mm. Well, thanks. I do the same things, so I don't blame you.
So, the good news is there is still lots of novelty garbage out there for you to buy your favorite person who likes beer.
Yes.
The brew.
What was
the
name of it?
The what?
I lost it. The thing that we're just talking about.
The brewmate?
Brewmate. Seems to be the hot one of the year for insulating your cans.
It's triple walled.
Maybe more popular than Yeti.
Sir.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the thing though, like Yetis, it's like, what do you do? It's like you put hot beverages or cold beverages in it. Yeah. It's like, okay, but what else? And it's like, no, that's what we do.
That's what we do.
And Hopslater's like, now I do this. Now I can have a can. Yeah. Now I can have a beverage. Now I can have this can. Now I can.
Right.
It's like, just do one thing. And it's like, no, that's not how it works.
So Yeti is John Mayer. And he's like, did you tell them I'm John Mayer? but here comes... Here comes Hopslater, Ed Sheeran, going, look at all the stuff I could do. And I'm newer and cooler.
I'm Ed Sheeran.
He's like, yeah, but I'm John Mayer.
I can't imagine the tens of people that you just pissed off with that analogy right now.
Dude, John Mayer could shred on.
All the Yeti people are like, come on, bro. John on, Mayer. And all the John Mayer fans are like, I do love Yeti. Thanks.
Yeah, this is accurate.
I do love Yeti as well.
And then John Mayer sitting on atop of his Yeti goes, I feel you, bro.
Yeah. Ooh, a John Mayer autographed Yeti. There you go. There's one for the list.
That would be worth tens of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Would a Yeti go down in value if John Mayer
sold? Yes.
Why doesn't anybody want this one? Oh, it has John Mayer's signature. Oh,
John Mayer touched it.
Sorry, John Mayer. We know you're a big fan of the show. We he's saw a big your part of the show. We saw your 5-star review on iTunes recently.
Yeah, he was going to feature us in his stories next week, but yeah,
I like, guess they Frank, wouldn't be Frank iTunes Hughes. Reviews anymore. Podcast app reviews? Is it? It's changed.
There, it's a Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcast reviews. We can't uh-huh. say iTunes reviews anymore. I'm no. sorry for all.
Yeah, Apple. That's why Apple doesn't feature us now. Because we don't refer to them properly. Apple Podcasts.
I'm serious. If we make it in the top 5 again, that'll be hilarious.
Step back.
Right, finally.
Come on, guys. Go give us some reviews so we can read them on the air and be sad.
Yeah. Wait. Oh, yeah.
What are we talking about, Nick?
The gear, man. We're talking about the
gear, bro.
So don't worry. The Mr. Beer kit is still a thing in the gift giveaway.
I would think it would be blowing up this year. We got to stay home.
Number one gift.
That stove is cranking 24/7 nowadays, you know?
Ooh. You got to brew some blonde ale, man. Get that nice malty flavor happening.
Don't have enough, probably just don't have enough stove space. You got to get one of those propane heater thingamajigs.
Camping stove.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised I don't see more commemorative ornaments from breweries.
Oh.
Oh.
Something I haven't seen.
What, are you talking about a local brewery that does have commemorative ornaments?
Could be. Maybe I'm going somewhere with this.
Are you alluding?
Alluding. Yes.
Foreshadowing?
Zach's Brewing did a commemorative second year anniversary ornament for purchase with beer. I don't know how you get it.
tongue
you give
hugger.
The money.
Give purchase tongue hugger, get orderment same time.
Get order.
Ship to your door if you're in California.
Ship it to your door.
So how does the beer get to my house, Mikey?
Shifted and forward.
Oh, you went for the wrong reference.
Damn it.
Okay, reset. Try it again.
You take the 99 to the 180 to the 41.
You take the 99.
Shields.
Take the 41 north like you're going to Yosemite. Mm-hmm. And then get off at Shaw.
You got to get off at Shields.
You got to get on, now you got to get on surface streets from here, man. Then you got to go down Shaw. You're heading west, right? You'll see the Garden Village, and you're like, whoa, man, maybe I'm here. And you're not there. You got to go another street.
Do I go west or do I make a right?
Yeah. You make a right. You go north. Fruit.
Why'd you take fruit, Stuart?
Why'd you take fruit? That's what I do with the Grubhub people and the DoorDash people. And you, when you watch them on the map and like, what the fuck are you doing? Where are you go? Why are you taking that way? Look at these. Hey, look where he's going. He's going down Shaw. Would you have to, I wouldn't have taken Shaw. He's a Grubhub driver. You think you would know how to get around?
Is that a good reason to get Apple TV so you could watch the map on your big screen?
Oh, you can do that on the big screen on Apple TV.
Can't you watch any stream any app?
Oh, I guess so. Yeah, you're right. I could mirror it. Yeah.
You could mirror it. Yeah.
I didn't think there about that. All right.
So on the same subject, there's the Fresno famous Fig Garden Loop. And people trying to find my house, even though that they would have GPS, which would tell them when to turn. So it would turn right by my house. It was Bullard to Fig Garden Loop. So it merged right there. But if you turned on this little street called Tamara, it would take you back to Bullard, which didn't go anywhere because it was the loop. And so it's like, okay, they'd figure out that turn, no problem. And then there'd be another cross street right there that they're supposed to turn on to get to towards my house. They would turn left a street too early and end up back in Bullard. And they'd be like, I can't find your, and I was like, follow the GPS. I was like, I can see down
look
my
at
side.
Your GPS.
And I was do like, you have GPS?
It's like, I could open it on my phone and I can tell you that you turned on the wrong street. Like, instinctively coming home from the podcast, we're not the most alert people after the podcast, I will say that much. And instinctively I would hear them, I just feel them like tap the brake and I'm like, next street.
That's next right. Street.
Not this one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
You were in a little funky spot though, but well, I mean, yeah, I got it fine.
I know.
Other people.
I lived it. Okay,
I lived that life, man.
Lived it.
Don't mansplain where I lived, okay?
No tangent for that?
Well, I was involved. I'm not going to tangent myself. It's back. Tangent's back, people. You've missed it. It's been gone the whole pandemic, and now it's back.
With wearing a mask.
Is Tangent wearing a mask?
Wear your mask.
What, anything else, Nick? What are we talking about?
The gear, man. Got to get gear, the gear. Bro. I do appreciate a good bottle opener. I've been trying to... Well, you know, can't really go anywhere this year. So I haven't done my usual shopping, but... the coolest bottle opener still is the Park Tools bottle opener, I think. Bicycle tool company.
Yes. I own one. I love it.
Mm-hmm. I do have a Klein Tools opener and a Craftsman opener. If you like hand tools. I want to add the Milwaukee Tools opener to my collection this year.
Milwaukee.
How many openers do you need?
You need, for every place, every space that you sit at, you need an opener.
That's right.
Just like you need a pencil every space you sit at. Mine is still one. This Tioga one. It's ooh, still, there you go. Still number one. But I have a Yosemite one, but that's a bear, but it's Yosemite, mm-hmm. And it's got a magnet, and it just sits on my stove top above my stove. And that is the go-to inside the house.
That's the inside open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I need an opener for every person. That way we don't have to share openers. No
cross-contamination. Yeah, everyone should have their own opener with them at all times.
Do we get our own sweatbands and we could just slide the opener underneath the sweatband? So you're like,
maybe curly cord tethers, so it'll just kind of dangle by your side.
Maybe something that comes off your belt buckle.
Yeah. Oh, the old janitor key ring with the chrome circle.
Sure, thing,
the
sure.
Retractable cord.
Those are so cool.
Yeah. I think we figured it out. So, yeah. Find the gear. Give your friends the gear.
Give the gift of gear this holiday season.
Don't forget, stickers are always fun.
Stickers are cool too.
Handkerchiefs.
The what?
Dog bowls.
Dog bowls. Aw.
Dog bowls.
Louie needs some dog bowls. I just put his food on the floor. I just pour his dog food on the floor. Let him just eat it. I don't give him any bowls.
Do you pour it slowly and scowl at him while you do it?
Yeah. Make him feel guilty for having dinner.
Eat it like the dog you are.
You're a dog. Just eat it off the floor because you're a dog.
But this summer, if things go well enough to travel this summer... Fresno has become easier place to have a beercation for a weekend as Southwest Airlines will now be flying to Fresno, California, opening up more flights, hopefully cheaper flights. So Fresno will be easier to fly into and have yourself a little beercation once that's a thing again. So starting this spring, well, you can fly Southwest into Fresno. And now we're cool. We're cool like everybody else now, okay?
Wow. When did we get cool?
Right now. Southwest made us cool.
Southwest made us cool.
Yep. We did it. So start planning. Hopefully you'll get the antidote. And you can come here. Have some fun. My favorite Phoenix brewer, Rinhouse, who's collabed with Tioga Sequoia before. They just, all these down kind of terrible year, they have bought a new production facility in Prescott. Wow. And they're going from 2,000 barrels to 10,000 barrels.
Oh, shit.
So Rinhouse, man. Look out for Rinhouse in 2021. You might actually get some distribution.
That's a number that might make it this far.
Yeah. At least they'll be, I would assume they'll be like canning a lot more and stuff. So watch out, Trent. Rinhouse all over the place. What else, man? I got to pull up. Oh, I just to mention before we get to voicemails that next week is our Christmas episode where we won't be here live, and we'll be playing. I'll be figuring out some sort of editing. I haven't figured totally out what I'm going to do, but there will be something getting posted on Friday, and if you want to leave a voicemail for that show. If you're going to leave a voicemail this next week, up till probably Tuesday-ish, maybe I might probably Wednesday-ish just because everyone's just sort of conditioned to leave a voicemail by Wednesday night. Mm. But I'll put them in there, but we won't be here to comment over them. So just know that your voicemail next week will just be played straight. Clean and straight, and we won't be able to talk over it, and it's going to be terrible. No. We're going to have to sit and listen to it.
Anybody?
Yeah, we can't tangent anyone. We can't talk over them. It's just going to be. You're just going to be able to leave a nice, clean voicemail of something. So, just FYI, there will be. You will hear something the next Friday, but it won't be us live. And you can still leave a voicemail. Just know that it's just going to be played straight clean. And don't take too big of an advantage. Like, I can see Chew just be like, I'm going to leave a 15-minute voicemail. Nah, I still have the ability to edit shit, so don't think I can't.
It's the one time of year where you edit shit?
It's the one time of year where I'm going to sit in the editing room and edit. So one of the beer writers on beer Twitter, Carla, aka Beer Babe, put out a question today that I thought was interesting. So I want to talk about it here since I get it pulled up.
The answer is a leather glove.
Like a glove. Okay. Jeez, took a while. It's a lot of tweeting. People tweet too damn much. I mean, I spend a lot of time on Twitter. I shouldn't say anything.
Yeah.
So, you know.
You blow up my phone all the time.
So, you know, people have been saying, like, you know, if you've done this, you shouldn't be worried about taking the vaccine. So, Beer Babe said that, you know, started a beer version of this. Like, if you've drank this, you should not be worried about taking the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll highlight some of the replies here. Gremlin says, I'm not worried about taking the vaccine because I've drank Bully Guppy. What is Bully Guppy?
Wow.
I don't know what that is.
I'm already lost.
I'm already lost, bud.
Already.
Rowan says, if you've had anything from Rogue's Voodoo Donut series, you don't need to worry about what's in the vaccine. I think I've had one of those.
Yes, there's one on the show. We've shared one before.
Gremlin says, if you used the porta potties at Dark Lord Day, you don't have to worry about what's in the vaccine. Asa says, I'm not worried about the vaccine because one time I drank 7 Roch beers and passed out. When I woke up, everything I touched smelled like bacon for weeks.
That's not normal.
Leslie says, I'm not worried about taking the vaccine because I once drank beer out of a stiletto, someone else's stiletto.
No.
You ever drink beer out of a shoe? Come on, you've done that.
Shoe beers?
Jay Blake says, if you've ever sampled your ruined rotten eggs homebrew, just to be sure, you don't need to worry about what's in the vaccine. Fergus says, I'm not worried about taking the vaccine because I've drunk beer in a bar with self-cleaning beer lines, which hadn't been cleaned in 2 years since the owners bought the bar.
Wait.
You still got self-cleaning. Yeah, I don't understand. I think they mean, like, oh, the people that own the bar just like, oh, they clean themselves. You don't have to worry.
Oh. We never let them go dry.
Yeah, don't worry. They clean themselves. We run beer through them. Yeah. We run beer through the lines all the time. It's fine. Oh, okay. I mean,
if you sold a lot of draft beer to where stuff wasn't sitting or for great periods of time, you could probably get by a couple of years without
a couple of years? Oh, I don't know.
The lines, not the faucets, not the couplers, not the kegs, the actual line.
Huh. All right. Here would be my response, I think, from Caddy. I survived keg stands of expired Keystone Light with orange food coloring. I'm not worried about what's in the vaccine. I don't know. I've never had orange food coloring. That's a weird. That's a different one. That must have been a Halloween party. Keystone Light cake.
Oh, man. That's terrible.
Kari says, I drink Miller High Life out of a flabongo. Yeah, that's a plastic long flamingo made into a beer bong. I wasn't the first that day.
Flabongos, bro.
Flabongo. And I wasn't cleaned in between.
A gift for the holidays.
Give the gift of a flabongo this holiday season. Well, there you go. There's some. Check out Beer Bait's feed if you want to have some more. I drank 12 Mickey's Big Mouths and ate 2 chili dogs from Pink's after going to a Black Flag concert in Hollywood in 1981. Pretty sure the vaccine will be a cakewalk.
I don't think that was the Mickey's as much as it was Hollywood in 1981.
It's more of the Hollywood. Less a Black Flag show, more than just Hollywood in general. Just talk about the voicemails. I heard the virtual get. I don't know if you guys showed up, but I heard that virtual get it last week wait till it was still going at 1 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. The producer was like, that get it was still going on at 1 o'clock last night. I'm like, what?
What? Man. Did you leave yours on? Or
maybe. And then I saw a couple of posts of people like being hungover the next day. I'm like, oh, gonna get ya.
Oh.
Those virtual get it's, man. We'll catch up to ya. Oh, I need another beer here.
Before we move on.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Uh-huh.
Don't tell Mikey, but I already opened another beer.
Ooh, I'm telling.
Wazoo Corvette got me a Track 7 beer, which I've never had before.
Damn.
It's a Bloomer's Cut India Pale Ale. Coming in at 7.5%. It is way more West Coast than the beer that I just previously had. It was a very...
Yes.
It was a lot... a palate shocker, if you will.
Well, I'm kind of surprised they're still around. They got quiet for a while.
He's back.
What are you guys talking about? Yeah. You guys talking about me?
I guess you'll have to listen to the show to find out.
I will. Oh, I will.
I love gold.
New beer entering the show. Another Wazoo Corvette. Wazoo is the only one that's been able to donate to us during this late stages of this pandemic here. Loomis Basin. Aloha. It's AKA B-Boy. Big Boy. Fiery gold and orange color. Sweet malt. Fills the mouth redolent of honey, pear, and fresh apricot. Okay. Let's see. Now I'm a little scared.
What did you do?
What have I done? What have I done?
Can I see the can? What was it?
I think we've had it before, or at least we've had it from this brewery. Yeah. About this beer, but...
Oh. Yeah, you're... Cool, it's blurred. Awesome.
What was it, blur?
I can't tell. It's not, man. A person, blur.
It's all, I don't know what to do with that. It's not a person.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw it. Yeah.
Oh, as you took it away, I got it.
Cool, I got it.
Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail?
Talk about beer and tell me you're driving. 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the show, where you can call us and leave some things for us to talk about, or just stuff for us to listen to. And you can also record something on your smartphone or your podcast studio. Send that file over to us, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. And let's start out with some traditional voicemails. Who do we got?
Hey, guys. I'm driving. Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, I figured I'd give you a call and wish you guys a very Merry Christmas.
Oh, thanks.
And I will, I guess I'll hear you guys in the new year.
Yeah, man.
You guys are going to be taking New Year's Eve off or not for the podcast. But
that's for the pores.
Show be coming out.
Can I get a memo of this?
I just want to say hello. Give my best wishes for the holidays. And also let you know that I am working on something with the Scotty 91's help. I want to show my appreciation to you guys. I'm working on something right now with his help that I want to send to you guys. I have all your shipping information, so I'll be able to send it out within the next few days.
Oh my
God. A little Christmas gift from myself and the other listeners. I think you guys will really appreciate these things. So that's all the clues I'm going to give. You guys keep up the great work and wear your masks, socially distant, stay sane out there in California, and keep up the great work. Bye.
Bye.
If it...
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
If he ends up debuting the perfect Erpor, I'll allow it.
Like, here's my gift to you. We're going to just do our own podcast, me and Sky 91, called The Perfect Pourer.
The Perfect Erpor.
Perfect Er. This one's Perfect Er. It's better than perfect.
You change the song just enough. Perfect. You don't have to pay royalties, right?
Yeah. All right. I'm looking forward to it. There is something at our UPS box waiting. I didn't pick up today. I assumed it was our bill, but maybe it's an actual thing. Because I'll get a notification that something's arrived at the UPS store. But it's you like it because the bill is coming in like a week, so it's usually like the bill. Like I show up, I'm like, oh cool, we got something, and it's just here's your bill. I'm like, oh great, I'm glad I showed up for this.
Give us money.
Thanks for letting me come in, drag my ass in here so I can see that our bill.
Stop
receipt.
Shipping beer to this location.
We know you're shipping beer. Stop it.
So just in case, we record on Wednesday nights. This part, people can know, just for this one. Just so you know that More Than Pizza is in the same parking lot as our P.O. box. So on
That's
Wednesdays, please order More Than Pizza. Have it shipped to our P.O. box. We'll have it picked up. We'll eat pizza. Other than that, you need to know that the show is recorded Friday morning live on everything else. But
Friday morning. I'd rather have China Bistro. I'd rather have China Bistro over.
Okay. If you want to donate China Bistro or More Than Pizza, Wednesday night, P.O. Box, same parking lot. We'll figure it out.
That'd be bad.
Everybody else in the world. We record this show live Friday mornings at 5 a.m.
Right now. We're here Friday morning with you, enjoying your Friday. And it's a great time.
Yep.
Hey, guys. Fontana Jim. I wanted to wish everybody a happy new year because 2021's got to be better than 2020. I also wanted
don't
to
say
give
that.
You guys my nominee for funniest moment of the show this year. So I don't know if you guys remember, mostly because... this poor guy got stepped on a little bit. It was kind of funny. So Mikey was talking about trying non-alcoholic beers. He was going through a little bit of a phase. Now, I don't know if it was Sober Tober.
It was a two-day phase.
I don't remember what it was. But Mikey was talking about, dude, there's no really good non-alcoholic beers out there. Blah, 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 blah.
That sounds like me.
And then Matt starts talking about, well, you know, We're working on one. Tioga Sequoia's working on a non-alcoholic beer. And Nick chimes in.
Oh, God. Here comes
Nick. Kind of laughing to himself because I was thinking the same thing. He goes, oh. In Nick's typical deadpan voice, what is it like, Private Sherman? And I laughed. I laughed so hard. I played it back a couple times. And Matt, typical Matt, kind of took a breath and went, yeah, so moving on, blah, 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 facts, 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 non-alcoholic beer, blah, 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 becoming popular in the market, blah, 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 seltzer thing, blah, 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 and Mikey was completely into it, so I wanted
I'm into these facts.
Nick, you know, Nick, I heard you. I thought it was fucking funny, and that's my funny moment of the year.
I didn't.
I also wanted to pitch out to Scotty 91. I mean, I've been meaning to ask you on the Friday night Zooms, which everyone listening to this podcast is invited to. Hit up somebody on the DM. Slide into my DMs, and I'll let you know if I fucking figure it out. Anyway, so Scotty 91, I know you're a
hi Jim
Untappd contributor, and I was wondering, you know, you go in and edit
moderator
duplicates and whatever. But what happens if if someone creates like a burner account and then they use
checking all their Coors Lights,
post up selfie nudes or something weird, unmentionables. That might be kind of,
you know, for if a just a friend I know. Not,
I just wonder, guy 91, who goes somebody I know who kicks those accounts out. Just, you know,
not me, somebody else.
Anyways, keep up the good work, guys. I'm waiting to see what happens at the end of the year with the vacation week dump. And I just want everybody to know the Fontana Gym Invitational Committee is still meeting, and that hasn't been canceled yet. So keep your ears tuned.
Ooh.
I love you guys. Keep up the good work, guys. Cheers.
Cheers.
Fontana.
Fontana.
He brings up...
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
He brings up a very, 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 very interesting... Not as in, like, we should explore this topic, but as in a does-it-exist topic. As far as my usage of Untappd over the past 8 years, I have not come across interestingly cropped or risque photos at all. So I've been safe. I don't know if other people have not been safe on Untappd.
There's a reason why photos are still not allowed in the DMs. So.
But we do know, yeah, DMs.
Untappd's smart enough to know, like, yeah.
Yeah.
An app with a bunch of drunks on it probably shouldn't have photos in the DMs. Yeah, I don't see anybody being like crazy like that. But sounds like Fontana Gym might know somebody that wants to do that and seeing if that's okay. And I would tell your friend, Jim, that why not go for it? As long as they're artful.
I will say my most interesting Untappd friend, which I don't know who they were, but I've mentioned this on the show before. I don't know who they used to be, but now their profile name is Cheating Scum. Their user handle is Cheating Scumbag. They're in Cheaters USA, so I don't know who that is. But
are they like, is that like self-loathing, or is that pissed that somebody cheated on them? I can't tell.
So I don't know. They haven't posted since June of 2019.
Oh, okay.
And it's, I don't think there's a photo of them. I don't know. But yeah, that's the most interesting thing. So there you go.
There's some interesting Untappd accounts. I've been meaning to do a post about them. All right. Still doing some voicemails. Oh, and by the way, that was a solid joke that I completely, Fontana Jen's pointing out, I missed that Nick had. Nice. What is that? Like a Private Sherman?
Honored to be nominated.
Is that what's going to be called, Matt? Private Sherman? The non-alcoholic Tauga beer?
Nope.
Go to change.org right now and sign
up. Hey guys,
yeah, let's get a petition going.
I want to give you guys a couple gifts. So, Nick, first off, I think there were two more beers left from that time we met up for Get It up there in Fresno at Zach's. So go ahead and drink those yourself. Hell, those aren't getting any pressure. The only fun rule is you have to, A, make sure you check them in on Untappd, and B, you have to tag Mikey and Matt, because that's just fucking funny.
Yeah.
The other thing, the other gift I wanted to give you guys, I don't know if you've known this, but, you know, I remember there was a reference to it about 2.5 years ago. When we lost Chris Cornell, when he took his own life, I wanted everybody to know that just very recently his estate released a new album, the first, I guess, first posthumous album from Chris Cornell. I know there's supposed to be something maybe coming from Soundgarden, but you go out on your Spotify and look at the album, No One Sings Like You Anymore. It's an album of Chris Cornell singing cover songs. It's pretty enjoyable. It's kind of nice. Put a smile on my face. Wanted to let you guys know because I think you guys dig it too. Anyways, keep up the good work, guys. Have a happy new year. Everybody be safe. Watch your goddamn hands. Later.
Yeah. All right.
Oh. I was into the end.
There is, yeah, that that Cornell album of covers. That's been around, right?
The whole album just came out. Patience got released for, I think, Record Store Day. The cover of Patience is a single, and now they did the whole album is what Jim's talking about.
Oh, okay. Thanks, the Fontana Jim. Thanks, Florida Steve. And we go to our emailed voicemails.
Hey guys, this is Paul from Houston.
Hey.
It's been probably a year since I last called into the show, but with 2020 being the way that it has been, I just haven't felt like there's been too much to say about Houston or the craft beer scene here or, you know, kind of my experience with craft beer. I've been trying to support the breweries here as much as I can, you know, going to buy beer to go and everything like that. And, you know, the breweries here, I've still been cranking out really good new beers every few weeks. And so it's still been a lot to drink, just not quite the same as far as being able to go to the breweries in person and you know, have experiences with groups of friends and that sort of thing. But, you know, we'll get through it, and hopefully next year will be different. I heard you guys on the podcast a few weeks ago talk about the Civil Life Brown Ale from St. Louis, Missouri. Before I lived in Houston, I lived in St. Louis, and Civil Life is one of my favorite breweries there. The brown ale is probably one of the best brown ales I've ever had. So if anyone ever gets the chance to go to St. Louis, definitely hit up Civil Life. They do a lot of traditional English style ales and do them really well, including especially the brown ale. Did have one question for you guys, which is, was wondering what beer style you guys hope will make a resurgence in 2021. So not necessarily the style you predict will come back, but what style would you hope would be coming back next year? For me, it's black IPAs or Cascadian dark ales. You know, those were some of the beers that I really loved when I first started to get into craft beer. Those were sort of at the peak of their popularity, and now they're pretty hard to come by, especially here in Texas. So would love to see those come back. But curious to know what you guys would like to see come back. So anyway, that's all I've got. Keep up the good work, guys. Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for calling back. Here's some rap.
I'd like to see West Coast IPAs come back next year.
You don't think they're back?
Thanks.
Or you don't think they're around strong enough?
They're edging their way in. They're kind of pushing the elbow into the side of the hazies, you know. Hey, move over. Yeah, I was here first.
If only you could taste this track 7 that I'm drinking right now. It's good, but it is exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah. I do feel like 2020, I probably said this last year too, but I think this year for real is like we hit the wall with the hazies. The hazies, there's nowhere else to go with the hazies. I'm knock on wood. You know, somebody's going to find some other way, but like, I can't imagine them doing, they've had to have topped out, you know? So I feel like West Coast have made a small but still measurable comeback. Not like huge, but I think West Coast are mildly returning. But I'm down with black IPAs making a comeback. I like black IPAs. I don't like that session beers have gone, like, sort of hazies have taken over. Session beers really aren't anything anymore.
Yeah, this year would have been a good year for sessions, being everybody's home
for all day drinking, for
meetings.
Yeah.
You could drink and can and maintain your composure.
I need to be drinking sessions on the Friday night get it.
Session in place.
Mm-hmm. Session in place. Session.
Ooh, good name.
Copyright. Perfect right pour. Perfect pour. Session in place. Perfect pour did it. Perfect pour did it. Simpsons did it. We'll allow a brewery that listens to the show to take that name as long as they acknowledge us.
Yeah.
It's all I ever care about is acknowledgement. Voicemails continue.
What's up, Perfect Pour?
How's it going, guys? It is Tuesday.
Colin and Janine.
Yep, what's going on?
We wanted to talk about a few things before the end of the year.
Yeah.
Number one, it's really cold here.
Yeah, so we're having days where it's not getting even over 24 degrees.
Whoa.
That's on the last, well, basically last weekend was really cold. And so we went out and endured the cold to give a few bucks to our friends, some of our local places. Strangecraft has these neat little fire pits that they fire up for you. Some tents, some overhead heating things. Not really enough to keep you going, but you can stick your hands up there once in a while, I guess.
They're still really cold, even with this new heated jacket I have. They're pretty cold.
Yeah, Janine got Milwaukee heated jacket. It comes with a battery and everything. And
ooh,
so I'm trying to keep her outside.
Another thing, Mikey, you mentioned KC Brewing and Blending. It's one of our favorite breweries. It's up in Glenwood Springs, which we usually go to this time of year. But since everything's closed, we're not going. But they do sell stuff around here locally, but they're one of the best breweries for sour and hazy beers.
Yeah, so that bottle that you mentioned that came from Tavor, that's like a $24 to $32 bottle of Casey, which is pretty expensive for a bottle of beer, but also one of the most exceptional beers you're going to get anywhere, not just in Colorado, but anywhere. They make incredible saisons, sours. Everything they make is pretty sour. So, well, that's not true. They make just regular hazy IPAs. And
yeah,
stuff
their
too.
Hazies are really good too.
That's kind of a new thing for them, I feel like. But they've been in the what do you call that?
The sour,
the fermented, the funky and fermented
wild ales
for a long time. Yeah, those guys are good. I'd love to send you some of that. Unfortunately, the bottles are so expensive and hard to find.
Yes.
But if you're in Colorado and you're looking for an excellent brewery, definitely try Casey. You will not be disappointed if you like sours or hazies.
And I agree with you, Mikey, on the Belgianese thing. Like, I just never had liked saisons in general, and I wasn't quite sure what it was about them. But then when we went to Strange one time, he really loves his Belgianese, and he made a hazy IPA for the first time, and I was so excited because they never make a hazy. And I had this hazy IPA, and it freaking had Belgian yeast in it, and I just could not do it. I could not drink it. And so then it was definitely cemented that it's the yeast I don't like the flavor of.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years since you've discovered that the Belgian yeast thing is not your deal. They do that a lot in saisons, too.
Yeah, I can't do it.
You can't do saisons. You can't do anything that tastes like a wet sock or a sweaty mouse.
Nope. Well, why would you want to?
Because those are flavors that... Horse blanket, these are all things that Janine cannot deal with.
And lastly, I'd just like to say, since you're not doing the pours...
We are.
That I think Chew Your Beer should be Caller of the Year.
Yep, Chew Your Beer.
Ooh,
what's up, dude? He's been coming in, calling strong, man. Chew Your Beer for president.
Okay, keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Bye. Thanks.
Colin and Janine.
So
keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys.
I'm about to go on a tangent, so you better get that button ready.
Woo! All right. Tangent.
So back in the sixth grade, which this technology. I didn't say that quick.
Oh, I thought we were done. No. I thought that was the tangent.
Mikey used the tangent button to tangent Matt as he's tangenting. This is a new low.
So this technology could have totally existed before this period of my life. But as myself, as a younger human being, this is where my train of thought was. Back in sixth grade, we were given a special project in the class. It said, you know, the gist of it was come up with an invention, something that you can present to the class of something, you know, an invention that you would like to see that would improve daily life. In my mind, I was like, it would be very cool because in wintertime it is cold. Not only does a jacket keep you warm, but what if a jacket had heating elements like you would see like a heated blanket inside of a jacket, and that would do double duty. It, not only is the jacket blocking the outside elements, but there was a heating element inside of it. But being in sixth grade in the school I was, they're like, but you also have to present a working demo of your invention. So from my mind, where it went to a heated jacket, it ended up being a jacket that had a pocket to store your umbrella so that it was always handy, which was useful, but not as cool as the heating jacket. So that is something I still carry with me to this day, that heating jackets with battery packs exist, but a sixth grade year old me couldn't make that a thing.
You could have been a millionaire, man.
I could be a millionaire.
Could have been a millionaire.
Could have had it on Shark Tank and been a millionaire. But nope, here I am. Some guy in a
pocket. What I've got for you is a jacket. We've all had a jacket, pal. No, wait.
It's heated jacket.
Whoa.
I mean, there's always been those packets where it's like you crack them and, you know, there's a chemical reaction and they heat up, which those have probably existed forever. But I've never looked. I just don't want to be upset with knowing how long, like, battery pack or heating element jackets have existed. So that's just something I've carried with me this whole time. And they made it happen.
They did it.
Their voicemail.
I think you should check on who invented that, because they might have been your classmate. They saw that presentation. They're like, they're all, I could do something with that.
There's probably only two people that know about that. So,
Well,
and it wasn't a classmate.
By the way, the pour.
Never know when you struck a chord.
The pours are still happening. You know, we'll be off Christmas, but the next week we'll be back with the pours.
When he doesn't call in,
huh?
How are we going to give it to Chef when he doesn't call in?
Chef. Yeah, he's not going to get it this year. No awards for Chef this year. Chef. Chef. We still got some voicemails.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not driving. Not even drinking.
What?
I'm actually working, but I'm taking a short break. Just a little break.
That's allowed?
Sure. That I get this voicemail in. I didn't get it in last week. I don't like it when I can't get it in. When I don't get it in. It's frustrating. But anyway, I don't really have all that much to say, except
keep up the good
I made
back.
This fun holiday selfie slideshow, and it is mainly for work, and but it also had it was to give my coworkers a peek into my life outside of work.
Look
with the holidays,
guys, look at how much
I got pictures of Santa in there, and it's basically just the pictures of me and other people for the past few years. There's Steve and Zach's even in it.
Whoa. I know the
owners. Give me an idea. I was gonna make another one, a little slideshow with some music playing in the background, a little video, and I was going to make another one with selfies I took with perfect Porians.
Oh.
And I was going through it, and I don't really have a lot. I thought I'd had more than that. I thought I had one with Mikey. Thought I did. And Matt, but I'm having trouble finding it. Actually, I do have a selfie of me and Mikey, or me and Matt from back in like 2013 or it's a while back, maybe 2014.
So innocent.
But I'm putting that together, so I thought that might be kind of fun, some festive fun. So once I have that together, I'll post that in the forum. Thought it'd be neat, you know, centered around me, of course, because it's all about me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, when you take pictures, you often include yourself in the pictures, right? Everybody does that, right? Everybody takes selfies, like when you're on the toilet and when you're
oh yeah,
when you're doing stuff, and you know, when you're having one of those behind the dashboard political rants. Gotta love those, right? Don't worry, it's nothing like that. But anyway, that's about all I really had, guys. Hope you guys are having a great holiday season. Right, staying at home, being a good person, all that stuff. Oh boy. Well, anyway, love you guys. Keep up the great work. I'm not drinking or driving.
Scotty B.
I'm working.
Stop working.
I couldn't stretch it out to 3 minutes. Sorry, this one's cutting short. Anyway, take care.
It's not required to go all 3 minutes, you know. Just so you know. Thanks, Scotty B, for checking in.
Scotty B. Maybe he'll kick off the burner account not safe for
work. Maybe he's the friend that Fontana Jim was talking about that. Say you wanted to start a burner account. Is that cool?
Want to see some special photos?
Scotty 91's first question he's had to field as a moderator Untapped is, so how much nudes? What's the nudes? Can it be tasteful nudes? Like, what kind of nudes can I post?
Wouldn't it perfect pour? Chew, you be here? Matt, Nick, and Mike. How you about this doing, homes? Check it out.
Good, Chew.
A week before Christmas, all through the house. Nothing was stirring. Not even Chew. Drinking on some beechwood, Hibernicus brew, double IPA. How do you do? I'm feeling really good, homes. How about you? Three beers in with IBUs of 100% and 10% ABV. Damn, homie, I can barely see.
Is that Maya Angelou on the show? We got Maya Angelou on the show, guys.
10% ABV, and I'm feeling good. Eh? I'm feeling delicious, eh? West Coast IPA.
Chulo.
Nick, find these, homie. This is an old school IPA by Beechwood. Yes. Back at it in cans. Four packs, found these at the bottle shop. Had to jump on it, homes. Anything that says Beechwood, I gotta get it, homie. So check it out. As I'm drinking this, I'm working on doing some homework from work because Chew will be on vacation for Christmas week, homes. Thank God and praise the Lord that Pops is doing great. Had a couple scares, but don't wanna ruin the cheeriness and the happiness of the show and how everybody's feeling, but Pops is doing great. Thank you, everybody, for the well wishes. But here you go. I'm sipping on this Hibernicus, and I wanted a salty snack, homie. So the question to you is salty snacks. I say, what is the perfect salty snack while you're enjoying a nice cold beer? I say, for me right now, we've been hitting these hard, homes. These are called, these are from Red Rock Deli. This is a brand. You can hear the bag behind in the background. This is a brand from Australia that is being carried out in the States now. Red Rock Deli is a famous deli out in Australia. But I am enjoying this sweet chili and sour cream kettle cooked potato chips on me. Amazing. They're not too sweet and they're not too spicy. They're perfect. And then they actually complement an IPA very, very well, Holmes. So, you're looking for these, I recommend you go to your Targets or your Sam's Clubs. Those are the only two stores I've ever found them in. But Red Rock Deli, sweet chilies and sour cream. It's a purple bag. Delicious. Goes great with this Hibernicus. So, my question to you is, what do you enjoy while sipping a cold brew? So, you know, a lot of times I like peanuts. I like roasted peanuts in a shell. I like cracking the shells. Makes me feel like I'm back at the ballpark. But it's something me and my dad have been doing for decades, homes. My pops really loves roasted peanuts. So a lot of times I go to Big Five. They have these 5-pound bags, and I get two, one for him, one for me. And we just roll through those, homie. It takes us about 2-3 days to get through that whole 5 pounds. But that's something me and my pops do while watching baseball on the TV. what is your salty snack? What do you like, homie? Other than that, you know what? I just remembered as a kid, I used to put peanuts in my Coca-Cola cans, homie. I would drop because my pops would drink his beer and enjoy peanuts. So as a kid, I would eat, I would drink my Coca-Cola and put my, my peanuts in my Coke, bro. I don't know if you guys did that, but that's like maybe a 80s thing or a 90s, early 90s thing. But that just came to that just came into my head, Holmes. So what's your salty snack? What is your salty snack favorite thing while enjoying a nice cold brew? Other than that, homie. Another question would be Christmas is next week. Christmas Eve is on Thursday. I know when you guys record. So are you guys recording earlier so we can get our...
Chew, have you not been listening to the show? Have you?
Other than that, this is Chew Your Beer. And have a great weekend. Enjoy yourselves. Oh, by the way, I smoked an 18-pound brisket, and it came out amazing.
Chew's been trying to get off for 3 minutes
and
now.
And on Sunday, I smoked 6 baby back ribs, Holmes. It's crazy out here. This is Chew Your Beer. Ya te guacho. Peace out, eh?
Peace out, Chew. Chew, for like... 4 weeks now, we've been talking about how we're not going to be here on Christmas. It's going to be
the
a
first time hearing of it.
Edited show. And you can still leave a voicemail, but just know that that voicemail is not going to have us talking over it. We've been talking about this for a month. And that Chew's like,
never
hey.
Heard this, before. This is news to me.
Oh, okay. Well, you and Chew are in the same boat. Well, I mean, the traditional in-studio palate cleanser slash salty snack is just straight-up premium crackers, saltines, yes. Or non-salted. I try to... You're supposed to have non-salted for proper palate cleansing. This is a non-salted, unsalted cracker. And I tried that a couple times with the brothers, and they were like, what the frick is this? And my daughter's the same way. She's like, what did you get unsalted for? Well, actually, honey, that's proper palate cleansing cracker. She's like, don't ever get that again. So, you know, salted.
Oh, it's not that they're not bad. We just noticed the difference.
You're just like, hey. So I want to tell you, different. I knew what you're trying to do here.
Yeah, that's all. We're calling attention to the difference, not the not good
or
bad.
Yeah, all right. I've got a combination of the premium crackers and saltine crackers and Triscuits here.
My microphone was down. I'll say it. I dislike store brand.
Oh yeah, store brand sucks. You would think crackers would be like crackers are crackers, but they don't work.
Brand name and generic. That's not the argument. The argument is salted or unsalted.
Oh
yeah,
that's a third level. It's.
That's next level argument.
There's the triangle. You could only choose two. It's a brand name salted, store brand salted, or brand name unsalted. You could, only two work out of the three.
But what's your favorite snack while drinking? Choose question.
Salty dry snack would be Cheez-Its Party Mix.
Cheez-Its, pardon me. I do have Cheez-Its occasionally too. Just straight Cheez-Its.
Alternate backup outside of the studio would be some sort of salted corn chip.
All right.
Be white corn, yellow corn, or blue corn, whichever.
Blue corn?
Yep.
Nope. I got food poisoning off blue corn enchiladas one time in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I can never have them again.
Wow.
Fair enough.
Strange, but okay.
Yes. Odd, but okay. Is it, what's yours, Nick? Snack. Beer drinking snack.
Ooh, beer drinking snack. Probably the Triscuit. I think I'm a Triscuit fan.
Solid Triscuit. Triscuits are solid, man. Slightly underrated.
Thank goodness it's not Bugles.
Bugles.
Oh,
I've not had Bugles in a while.
Bugles are terrible. I don't like Bugles.
My guilty pleasure chip is totally original Cheetos.
Pringles. Right. Pringles.
Pringles, huh?
Pringles are solid.
No Tom's Hot Fries for you?
No. Final voicemail of the week.
Hey, Perfect Ports, Brian Wazoo Corvette.
Hey, we're drinking want to start off beer. By
saying, guess who got their 1,000th unique check-in on Untappd? I did. I got it with a Founders Imperial Stout. Now, Mikey, before you criticize the Founders Imperial Stout, it was brewed in 2014. Does that still make
all
it
right?
I don't care. It was really tasty. Fellas, this last weekend, I got to have a couple of froze beers from the Garage Boys, these beers you throw in the freezer to get all thick and frosty.
What?
Had a chocolate-covered cherry, which kind of tasted like Cherry Garcia ice cream, to tell you the truth, and a peach cobbler. They were both so good, so much flavor for a beer that's that cold, and make the perfect dessert beers. But thanks, Garage Boys. Delicious stuff. Looking forward to right after the live broadcast ends on Friday to head up to Slice Beer Co. to pick up their latest can release. I'm really looking forward to the Triple West Coast IPA and getting into some of that this weekend. Christmas time, we're just about set here at my house. I got to wrap some gifts and make sure they got the Bloody Mary mix ready for Christmas morning. Coffee beers are set. That's Christmas. We're set. I'm looking forward to taking the week after Christmas off of work and hanging out with some buddies, drinking some beers, and just shooting the shit, to tell you the truth. Taking some time off. Unfortunately, after New Year's, after January 1st, so January 2nd through the 31st, I have to go dry. My wife said she wanted to do the month instead of the 1 week thing
that we did
previously.
Here we go again.
January. I'm off the sauce, guys, so it'll be a lot of bubbly water and hot tea for me, unfortunately. Outside of that, fellas, just want to say a hearty thank you. And thanks for all the time you put into to do the broadcast, to Mikey to edit and put this thing together and get it uploaded and time to, or sorry, for the live broadcast, and make sure that everything's perfect.
Just
all the things you guys do, Perfect Port community. Thanks for contributing to these guys and keeping this something I look forward to myself every Friday. And thanks to all the listeners I got to meet this year and the listeners I get to meet in the future. Let's look forward to Get It in 2021. Let's just make 2021 the Get It year after we get the vaccine.
I get it.
Anywho, fellas, happy holidays. I hope Santa's good to you and you avoid all headaches from overindulging. Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
Sacramento.
Oh man. Thanks, Wazoo. Thanks for the beers. Wazoo. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the nice words.
Thanks for all the show beers.
Speaking of,
I love gold.
This is a Wazoo Corvette beer donated, and I'm a little scared here. It's called the Pawn, and it's another Miraz beer. It's a hazy sour. Hazy sour, but it does not look hazy at all. It looks like clear.
Clear. Does it look sour?
Maybe it looks sour, but I'm not getting the hazy at all. Whoa. Yeah, that is some funk. Okay. It's like a sort of mild sour. Like a muted sour. Maybe that's the haze muting the sour. Thanks, everyone, for calling to the show. Remember, next week, if you leave a voicemail next week, it'll be out on its own island. So if you want to just call and just have some words to say, or if you want to throw in some votes for the pours, that'd be a good thing to leave. We'll notate those and use them in our pours episode, which will be the week after Christmas episode. where we just talk about our awards for the year.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say about Wazoo's comments. Edit the shows in quotations, by the way.
Air quotes.
Edits the show. I fall asleep while the show is playing in my headphones. I'm like, let's leave it in there.
It's fine. It's
Mikey, fine. Edit this part out.
Yeah.
Okay. Adds depth to the fabric.
I like the pauses. I like the pauses we have. Not much. Most shows aren't bold enough to leave in the pauses. If you listen to Dan Patrick's show in the mornings, I know you guys don't because it's a sports radio show.
Totally. Well,
they'll have pauses. He leaves in the pauses. A professional radio broadcast leaves pauses in. I think this is needed. I like the pauses.
Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers.
Matt, do you have any beers to look out for?
Simple. I need more North Park.
Bring it to town. North Park. You gotta go out to Peacock Market out there in the Clovis.
I would say Slice, but I have some Slice beers in the fridge. You'll see that I'm untapped.
Look at your untapped.
Not right now.
No. Do it now, but in the future. Put notifications on for Matt's check-ins. You can have notifications for certain people's check-ins. Just so you know, a little untapped tip. If you would like to stalk someone proper, turn on notifications for the check-ins. Nick?
Is that how this works?
Mm-hmm. Is there a beer? You or us? As a whole, should look out for.
Saved a beer to one of our accounts, and I'm not sure which one it was.
Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat,
Discord,
Twitter. What's the new one? TikTok. Is that where all the beer nerds hang out now?
No.
Don't drink beer. No. Don't drink beer. Has it? Pretty solid TikTok account going. Don't drink beer.
Wow.
Fresno native. Don't drink beer. I'm sure he doesn't want you to hear that, but.
Alesmith is re-releasing their Sublime Mexican Lager in 6-pack 12-ounce cans, which sounds fun. And what is this one? Yeah, this is appropriate for 2020. Bottle Logic is releasing a beer called Gap Year Candy Bar Inspired Stout at 14.29%.
That's it? 14.2?
Mm. Yeah. Modest. Yeah. Modestly priced. So yeah, call 2020 your Gap Year. Get back to school.
Gap year.
Resume your senior thesis next year. Take that gap year. Relax. Discover yourself.
Yeah.
Play some hacky sack.
Do things you wouldn't normally do.
Yeah. Where's the hacky sack? Why didn't that come back? The ultimate distancing game.
Yeah. I was never very good at hacky sack. I feel that soccer players would be good at hacky sack. But yeah, I am old enough to remember that fad. I think Matt's too young to remember people. You may have never seen someone use a hacky sack in your life.
Lots of people used it.
I'm going to get a hacky sack for Christmas. Oops. Santa leaves a hacky sack in my stocking.
Which brewery is going to make you a hacky sack?
Yeah. Oh, I'm on that. Talk about merch.
Ooh, merch.
Let's get some Hacky Sack branded.
Bet you Lagunitas makes one.
Lagunitas?
That's the most accurate statement.
This year. One thing I know about Lagunitas, they scream Hacky Sack. Well, Matt's looking out for North Park. You should look out for this one's sort of for Nick, because although he won't like the style, he will like the theme. Weekend Merc It Out.
Life is very short.
There's no time for murking.
No time for fussing and fighting, my friend.
We can work it out. It's four hops. Speaking of hops, as your logo, four hops crossing Abbey Road. Is that Abbey Road? Want the crosswalk? Oh, I see. There? Abbey Road. So you may want it for the cam, may not want it for the stop.
Label by.
What about Mocha Mint Rush? Matt, should I be looking out for Mocha Mint Rush from Tioga Sequoia?
Yes.
Have you been able to try it yet? This Rush Day beer?
Because this is Friday.
Yes. Is it delicious? Does it taste like mint ice cream?
It will fulfill all of your mint desires.
Is it Thrifty's mint chip ice cream worthy?
I'm gonna say Sunnyside.
Ooh, okay.
That ice cream to me always hit different than, like, Sunnyside or Producers always hit different.
Oh yeah, no. Everybody's different, and Thrifty's seem to be the threshold for measurement of as far as mint chip was concerned. Maybe it was the square sides of the scoop that made it taste different.
I thought Thrifty was the gumdrop.
No, Thrifty had the cylinder. It was so flat top and bottom with round sides. If that makes sense.
Yeah, like a gumdrop.
Gumdrop. Oh, not a gumball, I guess. A gumdrop. Okay. Sure. But not tapered.
Mike, straight. Care to...
completely not, straight.
Yeah.
Thrifty icing's good.
It's good.
It's my contribution. I miss it. I mean, it's still there, but it's not the same. One more. How about, maybe two more. Slice Beer Company, Take With Food, triple IPA. Oh. And it's got it's a label buy because it's got a prescription pill bottle themed label. It's very Simcoe heavy, apparently. But
no danger of losing my pants. I don't want it.
10% is not enough for you to lose your pants.
Yeah, it's getting close.
You're going to make a burner account? 10% pants is enough for a burner account and untapped?
Yeah, 10% is burner account worth. I got a great idea.
The only time that medication is scary when it's like, could cause death and eat with food.
Also, eat with food. And one more I'll throw in here from Humble C. This week's Humble C. is Powerpuff Goals. Instead of Powerpuff Girls, Powerpuff Goals. It's Powerpuff Girls theme.
Like ghouls?
Goals. Like.
Does that sound so stupid?
mine.
Seagulls.
Yeah.
Caw-caw.
And that's looking out for. Louis was on something here in the studio. I don't know if there's a cat in the studio or if there's a mouse in here, but his hair is raised and he is searching the studio right now. Get back up, Bearded Brewer 87 on tap. That is not a burner account. That is his real account.
They burn you
for Untapped. There's not a lot going on that Untapped account.
Pretty dead, man.
Been drinking a lot of repeats. I did make it to Spokeasy last Sunday because they're now doing sandwiches on the reg, on the regular. So they had a slow cooked pulled pork grilled cheese sandwich, and I picked up a 4-pack, which had a Beechwood, it had a Old Rasputin, and 2 Montuckies. And all of those have since been enjoyed. But the Beechwood IPA was actually really nice. But, I mean, that should be no surprise with Beechwood. I mean, good.
Die. It's
Beechwood.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
Crowning Stars, I believe it was called. There you go.
All right.
Those are the non-repetitive beers I've been drinking.
All right.
Beers.
Nick, the Nick 80 on tap.
Hello. I took Mikey's advice and went shopping at the market.
Good.
And then I checked it in. So you will have seen I drank Catch You on the Flip Side. IPA.
Uh-huh. Collab beer.
Collab. Strauss and the Society. And I say thank you for that. Citra from Kern River.
Yeah. In the can.
Yeah. Man, I didn't even have to fight anybody for that. I like picked up the can.
Yep. Waiting to get, you know. You're waiting for some flack.
They're like, 1 pack of toilet paper, but as many citrus as you want, sir.
Like, right. Whoa.
There's no more deal. Limits on Citra.
Yeah, the market has singles on toilet paper. They have singles.
Oh, yes.
They sell singles.
Wow. I wonder if you buy 6 rolls, you get 10% off.
Oh, yeah. A 6-pack of 6 roll toilet paper. 6-pack
of toilet paper. Give me 2 double plies, a single, and... give me a quilt.
Maybe can you get 5 beers and 1 single toilet paper, and is that a 6-pack, 10% discount?
If it fits in the 6-pack holder, I don't see why not. You should be able to substitute any item that fits in the 6-pack holder.
Like a $15 hot sauce?
Yeah, 6 hoagies.
10% off, right?
Package of spaghetti.
For Mikey would be a 6-pack of French onion dip.
Did you take the 6, 10% off? 6 sour creams?
6 sour rotisserie beans, chickens?
Oh, well, you have to quarter them properly, you know.
6 tri-tips?
In the first 2 slots and the 2 wings in the second 2 slots.
6 French mustards?
Yeah, 6 French mustards will fit. 6 horseradishes will also fit.
Oh, that's a lot of horseradish to get through. I can get through 6 mustards, but 6 horseradishes.
Yeah, I hate you, limit.
Pretty much the only thing you would pay more for is if you got 6 potatoes versus the bag of potatoes.
Come there with your little cardboard 6-pack of potatoes.
Sorry.
Sir,
what? The 20-pound sack of potatoes is 99 cents, but the six-pack of potatoes is 10%
off. 10% off.
The coolest way to carry six potatoes ever. Oh, man.
Wow. There you go.
We're on to something here.
I had a humble seed.
Where's the suggestion box at the
yeah.
Hey, how about six pack carriers for everything?
Anything that fits is 10% off.
I'm sorry, if you had like a live stream of that, you could just see like the end cap of beer cans, and there was just like one lane of potatoes. There would probably be a guy that'd be like one, two, three, four, or five beer potato. Just.
Bonus potato.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can microwave
buy six
that,
potatoes, get potato. One potato free.
There you go.
On tap, I'm Dorktown, and I had some humble seas. One was called Now That's What I Call Foggy. It's that Now, those compilation albums from the Now.
That's awesome.
Except it's Now That's What I Call Foggy. The Never Sending Story. It's got Never Ending Story themed label, and it's a New England IPA. It's a nice
Is
beer.
Is that the text that never got sent?
Yeah, I guess so. Never Sending Story. This one is another total label buy, but it's still a good brewery, so I went with it. Cellomaker's Radio Edit, and it's just got a bunch of tapes, cassette tapes, different cassette tapes on the label. That's pretty cool. Paul called in and recommended, saying, "Hey, Mikey, you should actually try that Bear Bottle. It's a good brewery." Because I was telling how, like, you know, when I have all these other choices, why am I going to drink this brewery I've never heard of? Paul was like, "Dude, don't sleep on them. They're pretty good." I actually tried a couple Bear Bottle beers, and they were delicious. I had tried a Hell's Lager. That was really good. And then there was a hazy one, a Citrus Shredder, that was really good. So I'm recommending Bear Bottle as well. And there was a new Glory beer called Friday Playlist. That was about a 4-pack of that. That was nice. I got that from Whole Foods. And then there's one with a car on it that excited the brothers because it's got a car on it. Hop yeah. in the Ute. The UTE.
The Ute.
It's from Alvarado Street. It's got a car on the label.
It's a deep reference. You know.
I don't even know the reference. I don't know it. I don't get it, man.
Remember the Subaru Brat?
Vaguely.
Think Baby El Camino.
Baby El Camino.
Just look up Doug DeMiro if you want to know all about the Subaru Brat. He does a good car review on it.
My dad had an El Camino when I was a little kid.
There you go.
What year?
Ooh, it would have been 77, something like that. I don't know what that Z or the car, but.
Yep. Early 70s Caminos are very good. They didn't get good again till like 86, 87. Okay. So.
Yeah, it would have been an early. It wasn't brand new or anything, so. Probably was like a 70, 71.
Did he take off the restrictor plate?
I don't think he would have known to do that.
He's pretty. You know, frees up the extra horsepower.
Pretty stock guy, so.
You got to keep it on the down low, though.
Yeah. Exactly. Don't tell anyone. Like these cops today would know.
Well, it's a carburetor.
What's a carburetor? What'd you call me?
And that's been God Drinking.
I'll call you an ambulance. You don't mind your business.
Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show and we're giving out some cheers. Cheers, 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 cheers.
right. Cheers, man. Matt, do you have any cheers?
Just cheers out to everyone.
Everyone.
Cheers to the patrons. Cheers to the people that call in on the show. Cheers to the people that listen to the show but never call in. Weird.
Lurkers.
Lurkers.
Shout out to the lurker. Lurkers, man. Shout out.
Cheers out to the people that gave us iTunes reviews when that was a thing. It's now Apple Podcast reviews. Mm-hmm. Those are cool too. Feel free to bleep bloop those.
Do and, it.
You know, make it happen. If you're still here, cheers out to you. 2020's been weird.
Mm-hmm. Cheers to you for sticking.
Kwanzaa, Hanukkah,
all of them.
Grinchmas, whichever.
Krampus. Krampus. Respect to Krampus.
Thanks for the show lubrications, a.k.a. the beer donations. Those are always welcome.
Festivus. Anyone celebrating Festivus?
Haven't seen much of that on my social media this year.
You have not aired any grievances?
Everything's canceled.
I air grievances every week on the show.
There's an aluminum pole shortage.
Yeah, there is an aluminum shortage. It's a hard time getting a Festivus pole this year.
Yeah, they just weren't in the stores this year.
Nick?
So I am I'm wondering if this is, I don't know what I'm doing. So on Untappd, they list your friends. And if you scroll through your friends, I believe this is added in chronological order.
I think your friends are added in. There's it's set up to the latest person that you've friended is the first person you see.
So that would mean my very first friend on Untappd was Muggles and Hops, ex Tioga Brewer Todd Holder.
Oh. Mm. Wow. That's some old stuff, man.
That's some old stuff, man. His last check-in was August of 2018, so...
Get him back on tap.
Yeah, get back on there.
He's still on the Instagrams.
Oh, yeah. No, he's still around. Not like he left this world or anything, but... my newest Instagram follower is ZZ.
ZZ Top?
Zach Attack, Los Angeles, California.
Zach, there's a Zach in Los Angeles too?
Yeah, he has a whopping 3,775 unique check-ins.
Ooh, solid.
So there you go. There's my first follower.
I've got 4,714, but okay. Whatever.
What did you want to name it? Uniques? You're at 4,000?
Yeah. Oh, no, wait. Sorry. Those are my straight chickens. My uniques are at 2,259. Oh, really? Sorry. Damn it. I was just trying to put cool, myself man. Up, man. Trying to be cool like everyone else.
And as I did not do last week, but I will do this week, cheers to Wazoo Corvette. Thank you for the show beers. I have now had 2 episodes in a row with beer that I have not bought. So thank you for that.
Ooh, see if we can keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cheers to the Golden Gods, of course, like Matt was saying. As always, Golden Gods, man, keep us going. Gonna pay for that UPS store box here in a couple weeks. It's gonna be because of you guys.
He gets that scowling note.
Yep.
Pay your bill.
We know you're shipping illegally. Just pay the bill.
We drink your beer.
We'll start drinking what you get shipped here, buddy, if you don't pay this bill.
They leave a Polaroid of them drinking the beer in the inbox.
Yeah, right. Here. Damn it. What can I say? Couldn't do anything about it.
Slice beer. They didn't even.
They didn't even know what they had. They don't even know what they have. Let's get a drink, Indy. You know,
they didn't even have a salty snack with it.
They don't even know what salty snack to drink with it. So thanks to our Golden Gods, patreon.com/perfectpour if you'd like to be a Golden God too. They are awesome. Keep us going. Even get to buy beer because of them. So thanks, guys. Also, cheers to Javier Corio. Chew Your Beer, Court_No, and the Fontana Gym for various things. And cheers to everyone that shares the show and talks about the show with their friends. That's the biggest, the number one way we can grow is you guys talking about us, however you can. So thanks for that. Thanks for keeping us out there. And it's been a great year. Our next live show, quote unquote, will be the pours after Christmas. But the next show will be our Christmas episode with, I don't know what's going to be yet, but nobody was like real adamant about making sure to do this or that. I think it was Jazz in the, one of the virtual get-its, Friday Night Get-its, was saying like, hey, let the listeners just call in and create a show. I'm like, all right, mm-hmm. We can do that. All so right. It's up to you. You got to call it in and you get your podcast on or just whatever you have to say. It'll get on next week and then we'll get back to normal procedures after that. So thanks, everyone. Have a great week. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Stay safe out there. Have fun. Stay in your safe stay bubbles. Stay in your lane and your bubble lane. And check your dates and have fun. Stay safe. And we'll see you soon. Crappy hitting, Mike.
Give it, Mike. Get better.
Do it over. Start all over.
Do over. Take 1, 2, 3.
Welcome to the perfect pool.